Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. It is Thunderstorm Thursday, baby. It is Twister Thursday, baby. No, it ain't none of that. If y'all really wants to know the truth, it is Sizzling Hot Thursday here in the Windy City. Listen, it is May 12th. 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone. There are rocks, my socks, oh, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, y'all, Karan Patati was saucing it up on Instagram the other day. He was shaking and swivering them hips. I said, oh, Lord, this Indian boy got some moves. I said, oh, my God, but listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. It is the smoothest rum on the planet. We do have two versions. One is infused with vanilla, and the other is infused with coconut. Yes, silver and gold, and it is wicked smooth, baby. Listen. I do have a special musical showcase and a musical salute for two artists, Corky Wing. Y'all know the sizzler, Corky Wing. Listen, you know, and let me tell you something. His new song, I Miss Your Touch, it has been streaming on all major platforms. April 30th, the release date was April 30th. I want y'all to check him out on Spotify. Listen, he is a tasty tenderoni, y'all. He's a tasty tenderoni. Now, listen, y'all, wait a minute. Y'all know I like to entertain, so I ain't taste nothing on nobody. I always have to let y'all know I'm just kidding. Listen, Corky Wink is 64 years old, and I'm still calling him a tenderoni, baby. Y'all know what? See, listen, that's the marvelous thing about music. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, that is the great thing about music and art form creativity. See, music can take you to a whole different place and time. You can enjoy what you once had in the past, different songs. You know, songs is always attached to something that great that happened in your life. You know, if you were coming up in age, and I talk about this all the time because, you know, old school is the best school, baby. The young school, I don't know what these new school people are doing. I don't know what kind of memories these new school people have done. Now, listen, y'all know I got a pulpit in my heart, so when I get cranked up and get started, it's hard for me to calm down. So listen. You know, and the artist, listen. I got a powerful artist. I have to stop talking about old school, new school. I don't want nobody to get mad at me and then turn me off, turn the dial off. Because there's a lot of new school folks that listen in. A lot of new school music is good playing, and they are very talented. Don't y'all misunderstand me. Now, listen, let me tell y'all about Amalani. This girl is so powerful. I'm telling you, I was playing her music on yesterday, and I was saying her name. I said, oh, Lord, her name is so powerful. And listen, when you come across the Fierce Female Network, it's not that you're just having music being played. No. It's a whole nother experience. You see, on this network, you get the best of both worlds. You're getting, you know, your music played. You're getting music promoted and pushed. And then you're getting a spiritual. You're getting a spiritual insight. You know, a lot of times when I play the music, there's a lot of different things that happen about the music. There's a lot of different things that come out when the music is played. And so you just never know. Like with Amalani, her music is so powerful. And I am telling you, the other day, I was like, this music just belongs Broadway. You know, it's so powerful. There's a lot she can do. So listen, because I know that independent artists, you know, it's a brand. music, the business of music is a brand. You're a music influencer. You're an influencer. A lot of individuals do have music blogs where you can get featured on music blogs. There's a lot of ways to get your music pushed. You can start networking with different bloggers that post and blog about music. That is a great way. It's a great stream to have your music, another level of exposure, getting your music exposed on blogs and getting interviewed on music blogs. So listen, let me go ahead and play this music. Up first is Corky Wink, I Miss Your Touch, I Miss Your Touch. Now listen, this my salsa man here. Now I don't know if he ever thought about having a music video attached to this song, but it would be hot and spicy. This is I Miss Your Touch.
Choice to make, to leave the one you love, follow your mind and keep your heart locked up, to take the exit and never look back again, leave for reasons they will never understand. I miss your touch, feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch. The choice wasn't easy, it broke my heart in two, to leave so suddenly of a life with you. Inside you I couldn't bear the weight, my spirit crushed by your survival's weight. I miss your touch, the feeling of bliss when your hands on me. I miss your touch, your radiant spirit when you smile at me. I miss your touch.
hey, I miss your touch. I tell you, that song really does have a Caribbean vibe to it. It really does. It really does. It takes you to the Caribbean. It takes you salsa dancing. It really does. Do a little tango. I just love it, love it, love it. Listen, as I said earlier, that particular song started streaming on October. Oh, goodness, I'm rushing to my birthday. Lord, today, Jesus. But anyway, April 30th. It was released on April 30th. That's one of his new songs. I miss your touch. I miss your touch. And listen, y'all, Mr. Wank is so phenomenal. He's just so phenomenal. Let me tell you something. He sent me an LP. That's how old we is. We still like our albums and our LPs. But listen, I got a real vinyl. Oh, my Lord. You know, so listen, only us folks that's kind of over the hill can understand the excitement in having an album, or some of us call it an LP. Yes, yes, well, I'm just excited. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Wang. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really, really do appreciate it. Now, listen, I got some hot music, some hot, powerful stuff by this artist, Omalani. You know that name is just woo. It's just powerful, y'all. Listen, I'm telling y'all be careful with y'all name y'all children. I told y'all the other day, be careful. Don't go around here naming your child backwards. Don't name them forward. Don't name them sideways. You know, don't go picking up names. You know, sometimes people, now I ain't going to make one of them jokes. I'm starting to make one of them jokes. You know, sometimes young people have kids, and they name their kids Tawanga Ranga. You know, all kind of stuff. Tawanga Ranga. But anyway, let me, I got some hot stuff. This artist, Omalani, she is just fantastic. She is fabulous. And her music commands attention. When you make music that commands attention, you got something. You have a powerful gift that lies on the inside of your belly. It commands. Her music commands. Y'all hear me? It commands. Take a listen. exquisite. I tell you, that song is just exquisite. And you know what? I want to invite you guys to visit her website. Her website is omilani.com. Once again, it is omilani. Take a look at the website. It is exquisite, color, vibrant. It is alive. Alive, 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 alive. So once again, her website is omilani.com. That is omilani.com. Once again, that is omilani.com. I want you guys to check it out. Check it out. Really, her music does command applause. It commands applause. It does. It commands. It commands. It commands. It commands. When you create music that commands, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I can't even find the words to really express. When you create music that commands applause. You know, my independent artists, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this right now. When you're creating, when you're in the studio and when you're creating, you want to keep that in mind. If you have a question in your mind about your music and you're trying to figure out, well, because I always get this question, is this a good one? Is this a hit song? What do I need to do? In the end, when you finish creating your music, ask yourself this question. Does this song command applause? If it does, then you know you've got something. If it does not, keep working. And so pushing this particular piece of music and this artist, you know, there's a lot of great feedback that has come out of her music, not only for her, but for other independent artists that's listening to the Fierce Men Network. And I do want to thank you guys for listening in across the U.S. and the international listeners. So listen, independent artists, this is a really great life lesson. This is a really great business lesson. When you're creating music, and in the end, because we always get this question, you know, well, is this a good one? What do you think about this one? What kind of feedback? Ask yourself, when you finish creating the song, creating the single, ask that one question. Ask that one question. Does it command applause? Huh? So if you're trying to figure out if your song is a hit maker, when you answer that question, is yes, then you know you've got something. If it's yes, if it's no, you know you got to keep working at it. Does it command applause? And I'm going to tell you something. This is the Honest God Truth, and I have one more song that I'm going to play by her, Prince of Luck. I'm going to tell you this. This is the Honest God Truth. Back in the day when I had AWM Incorporated, the record label, AWM Records Incorporated, I am telling you, I didn't think about it back then if the song commanded applause, but when me and different artists that worked together, it wasn't just myself. I was in collaboration with other individuals. And so if the music was really great, we knew we had something. They knew they had something, and it did very well. It did well. And I'll never forget this one artist. I'm not going to say his name. Well, I won't forget this one artist that came to me. And he says, I want you to take a listen to my music. Now, listen, this is the Honest God Truth. I'm not making this up. He said, I want you to listen to my music. I said, okay, I listen to his music. Thank God I was in my house when I was listening to his music. I could not stop laughing. I said, look, now listen, y'all. Don't take this wrong way. The music was so terrible. I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, I was all on the table, all down on the floor. I said, what in the world can I do? I was standing in Hyde Park on the south side of Chicago. I said, Lord, Jesus. You know, and he really thought he had something. I said, oh, Lord. You know, you hate to tell people bad news about what they got. And so I said, now, what do I do with this right here? What do I do? And so the person that I was working with in collaboration, we had a little space downtown on Michigan Avenue. And I got on the telephone. I said, I can't handle that. I said, let me get on the telephone. I said, Mr. Dre, I got somebody for you to straighten out. I said, listen, young man, I want you to go see Dre. He's going to help you. I sent that young brother over to this dude named Dre. They worked on producing his album in 2 days. They stayed up. He stayed up all night. When he came back, he said, Adrian, I stayed up all night. I got something else. I said, we turned out something else. He gave me the brand new CD. I got in the car with him. We was riding around. He said, listen to this. I said, woo! I said, that's it right there. I said, that's it. We took a whole mess, and Drake turned it into a brand new beautiful masterpiece. I'm telling you, it's a brand new masterpiece. Now, listen, I said all that to say this. In the end, after you finish creating, once again, ask yourself the question, does this music command applause? Does it command applause? See, this artist, I'm a lady, she's just taking a whole lot out of me. So listen. This is Prince of Luck. Take a listen. Prince of Luck.
If life was a party, it would be carnival. Cause I just wanna dance in the streets with the whole town. See, you know, from the ones that we love. There's magic in the air, charming like the Prince of Luck. We live in the best nights of our lives on the road to more blessings.
My good people, that is Prince of Luck. Y'all, I hate for this musical salute to end. I really do. But guess what? The great thing about Fierce Female Network, when great talented artists come across the network, they become part of the family. Ain't that right, Bert? Go on, sip. Okay, he too busy sipping on gum around. They become part of the family. So I said that to say this. I'm Alani, and of course, Corky Wayne, always a part of them. I will be playing the music always. Great talent. It is just phenomenal. I am pretty much out of time, but guess what? I get to do it all over again later on today. It has been a stone cold blast. And listen, by way of Gumbarama, I do want to make this special announcement for you guys. With Gumbarama, I will be letting you guys know what city and state you'll be able to attend different festivals and get a taste and a sample of Gumbarama. I was talking to Steve earlier on today, and he's going to be in New Orleans, and I think in about 2 weeks I'll get the itinerary. You'll be able to go down. If you're in the area in one of the parishes, you'll be able to go and take a taste, get a sip, and check out Gumbarama, and you'll get to find out how smooth it is. We got the, oh, yes. See, I'm trying to help you get your flavor on. on, honey. So this, I'm out of town. I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated. You motivated.